AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli military says it's killed Hamas's top leader, Yahya Sinwar, during a battle Wednesday in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah, confirming his identity through medical records obtained during his time in Israeli prisons. The U.S. is hailing the development.
Yahya Sinwar was one of the architects of Hamas's deadly assault on Israel last year. President Biden compares Sinwar's death to the feeling in the U.S. after Osama bin Laden was killed.
And the world is better now that he's gone.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, moments after Vice President Harris said Sinwar's killing provides an opening.
An opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza.
Sullivan says Sinwar was a massive obstacle to peace.
More interested in causing mayhem and chaos and death than in actually trying to achieve a ceasefire and hostage deal.
And the administration says there is now an opportunity for a day after in Gaza without Hamas in power. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Union leaders and NATO defense ministers in Brussels on his victory plan for the war with Russia. And he spoke to reporters about North Korea's support for Moscow.
From our intelligence, we've got information that North Korea sent technical personnel and officers to Ukraine on temporary occupied territories. And they are preparing on their land 10,000 soldiers, but they didn't move them already to Ukraine or to Russia.
Strong turnout for early in-person voting in North Carolina, even in areas still recovering from Hurricane Helene.
For the first time in my life, democracy itself is at stake. I really believe that.
75-year-old Bill Whalen in Asheville.
And that's why I think it's so important for everyone to be out and voting. It's a civic duty.
Economic news, retail sales up last month, jobless claims back to pre-hurricane levels, and mortgage rates up. This is AP News. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series underway in Cleveland, the Yankees leading 2-0. Tom Merriam updates the NLCS.
The Dodgers have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series after routing the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. Los Angeles scored 200 runs in the second, taking advantage of catcher Francisco Alvarez's throwing error. Will Smith and Tommy Edman drove in the runs off Mets starter and loser Luis Severino. The Dodgers then doubled their lead to 4-0 in the sixth on Kike Hernandez's two-run homer off Reed Garrett. Shohei Ohtani then sealed it with a towering three-run homer in the eighth off Tyler McGill to make it 7-0 L.A. Max Muncy also homered and was on base five times.
Each game you go out there, it's an 0-0 series. You're never up, never behind. You got to go out there and play every game like a, you know, like it's fresh that day. The lead doesn't matter.
Starter Walker Buehler and four relievers combined for the shutout, the second of the series for Dave Roberts' team. Tom Merriam, New York.
Game 4 later tonight in New York. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.